Because this journey is better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
Just remember our number, 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp number, 072-702-1702. I've got my guest with me in the studio. A very good morning to you. I think you should put your... Yes, you can hear me now. Emmanuel Ngulube, thank you very much for coming in.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Very good. And you? Have you had a good Easter?
I have. Long Easter. Busy.
Do you know that it's April Fool's Day today? Or
did No, I did not.
You keep on thinking. I know. Okay, so it's not just us. Yes. No,
it feels like a very April Fool's weekend. We've been moving trucks. It's been one of those busy long weekends just trying to get coal moving.
But yes, so okay. Tell us a little bit about your firm and your love of coal. I thought it was a dirty word, but you're going to help us fall in love with it, bits of it. Anyway, tell us about your company, because it's quite convoluted what you do.
Yes, ma'am. So my company was formed by myself and my best friend, Daniel Eyre, mm-hmm. back in 2013. We, like you said, childhood friends. We went to King Edward together. We started off trying to just sell commodities. I fell in love with commodities when I worked for a guy called Graham Reynolds at Dozer Parts. I started off as a general worker at the business and then eventually started looking at all these commodities happening. And I was really just interested in why so much money was being spent on the equipment. And then that's where the love for commodities came in. And coal was just the first one we got a shot at. And when we started doing coal, I think that's where the importance of it started to realize on us, is that coal does generate power. And I think, you know, you said it's a dirty word in the world at the moment, but I do think that it still has a role to play. And I do believe in a just transition. So I think that as we go renewable, coal still plays a benefit in what we do. But as a company, we are looking at various commodities. We're looking at working with junior miners in the South African space in Africa to try raise capital in order to get those, in order to get their assets up and running, and doing long-term transactions into the international market, be it Europe, be it Asia. We're also looking at opportunities in Indonesia where we're trying to build the same thing, to go into the Asia market. And that's,
and what is that thing?
The thing is commodities. So commodities is a very difficult thing to describe. So nobody ever really understands what it is. So we talk rare earths. You know, rare earths is the new fashion commodity in the world right now. And that's for renewables. It goes into our cell phones. It goes into our televisions. Coal. It's the reason the studio's lighted up right now. So it's in every detail that we do every day, whether it's a spoon that you pick up, whether it is the earphones I'm wearing right now needed a commodity to process. So what we do as a company is that we look to get that from out of the ground into the trucks, into the port, and into the place where it's refined. And then literally it is made into something that then impacts our everyday lives.
Okay, so how do you overcome that problem? Getting it out onto the trucks, onto the roads, to the ports. I mean, that is just, all I'm seeing are these horrendous pictures of potholes and trucks backed up. How do you get around that?
Ma'am, with great difficulty. And I think, you know, that is our vision for South Africa, is that I think there's been the infrastructure's letting us down in South Africa at the moment. And I don't want to sit here and blame past or future. I think just the reality is that, you know, we need to double down on what we have here locally and literally fix our rail infrastructure, fix our road infrastructure, fix the things that help us get, you know, to get more efficient. You know, one of our key pillars are excellence, reliability, efficiency, and, I forgot the last one.
I'm sure it'll come. You've yes. got time. It's quite hard if you've got those as your pillars and you are held back by factors that are out of your control, because it's a bit difficult to say to your client, I promise you, it's not us. We did our bit of the deal.
Yes, and I think that's where I think we want to be that change in South Africa, and not by ourselves. I think that comes with other young people joining the industry, because, yeah, wherever we walk, it always feels like you're the youngest person in the room. But I think people need to be aware of what the market is, what commodities are, and that we can also, you know, play a role in it. And we need efficiency. We need young people to get into the industry. And we, that's what we have also tried to do as a business, is employ the youth guys that were either working in different sectors, be it accounting, be it lawyers, and say, look, guys, there's an industry here that, you know, we need to actually develop in Africa. And we've, I believe that it's been kind of, I don't want to call it exploited. It's been used by international companies more than it has been appreciated by us as locals. So we need to protect the resources we have and work together with the international market and provide an efficient service that allows us to build our country. Because at the end of the day,
it's extraordinary, isn't it? I mean, you want to say, how can we allow ourselves to be exploited in that fashion?
Yes.
You know, they come in, they take, they leave their waste, and, you know, and we say, come back soon.
You know,
when we can do it better.
We love the shortcuts. Mm. I think we like quick money, and I think quick money solution isn't there. I think we just need to work at developing what we have and be better at that. I think it goes down to politics. It goes down to just our jobs. Mm. I think people don't put enough time into literally just working at their skill, not wanting more and more and more, but asking themselves what they can do more. And
I mean, I heard, and maybe this sort of analogy works, but, you know, most of the people are affected in a plane crash are the ones who are sitting there waiting for somebody to tell them what to do. You know, if there's a, like a small crash or something that has a profound effect. And I think that's what happens in so many industries in this country, right? Everyone's sitting waiting to be told what to do, you know, rather than who's going to fix the potholes. That we've got to get creative and work around it,
yeah.
Come up with our own solutions.
And work together. Mm. I think work together. And if we wait for, you know, the politicians, again, I say they've done their role. You know, we always blame the ANC, but the ANC brought us out of you know, apartheid South Africa. Mm. It's now our role to say, okay, us as citizens, what can we do to fix this country? What can we contribute to actually fix the nation and get it moving forward? And that goes outside just of commodities, but it goes into everything. It goes into our everyday lives. What impact can we leave today with me and you today? Mm. You know, I hope I'm, you know, not just talking gibberish, but, you know.
No, not at all. And it's so good to hear this, because you realize that you can do it. You know, again, you think, oh, there's so much red tape and it's so hard, but actually you are an example of having a dream.
Yeah.
And doing it. Okay, so take us back a little bit. So you had this dream. How did you put it together? How did you get going? How did you make it successful?
So initially we actually partnered up with a German Frankfurt listed business. We built their domestic desk here locally. So we were selling to your Sapin, Gondwana's, Lafarge, Cement. And those were the initial channels we started selling to, because we wanted to understand the market. Mm. And then started trying to ship, not even ship at that point. We were selling to your larger traders, so your Switzerland-based traders, selling coal, basically FOR, which is free on rail. Mm. We were selling those tons. And we then pushed ourselves and said we want to actually do our own shipments. We want to build a pit-to-port solution. And we start now, one of our core clients is a German power utility, and we did our first vessel back in 2022, and looking at doing more vessels out of the country, and also then looking at developing different commodities like chrome. Rare earths is definitely a big one at the moment, and that goes to the green transition. And I think that's an incredible, you know, it would be an incredible feat for us to achieve it. And I think with all the commodities we have locally, you know, we need to...
I mean,
to,
we really have
an
extraordinary amount of commodities.
Yeah. South Africa holds 70% of the world's coal, chrome reserves. We're part of the top 10 coal reserves in the world. Mm. We have platinum. Like you said, we have manganese. We have iron ore. We have everything that we need here. You know, we always...
To make whatever it is we need.
Exactly. And we need to just focus on developing that. And, it goes back... You know, where you look at finance, you look at everything, that we put finance into things that sometimes, you know, don't develop us. Mm. You know, we continue being a service provider, and we need to become the industrialists. We need to build our country. We need to focus
more on... More than the call center kind of thing.
Exactly.
Okay, so this love of coal, tell us more about it.
The love of coal. So it's not necessarily the love of coal, it's the love of energy. Mm. So ENT stands for energy and trading. So 50% of Africans live without power.
Mm.
And we believe coal has a big
50%.
Role. 50%.
Oh, staggering, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. And it's scary when you think that, you know, we always look at our people around us and you wonder why they're not educated, why they're not passing. And it's like us with load shedding.
Yeah.
You know, South Africa's 1.3 million tons a month behind coal as we speak. Mm. And that's because there's no investment going into coal. There's no... And we suffer with load shedding. We suffer with a lot of problems here locally. And that, for me, is sad.
Mm.
You know, I believe it's everyone's right to have electricity. And I believe if we have electricity, it helps the kid on the ground. It helps the guy that's trying to just study for his matric exams. It helps the child just, you know, playing on a computer.
Mm.
You know, and we did a program in Sikhe Naledi Primary School. And we did a 4IR lab. But it, you know, you can build a 4IR lab, but if there's no electricity to actually
get it. What's a 4IR lab?
Oh, 4IR is fourth generation industry. It's the fourth industrial revolution.
Ah, yes, okay.
So basically drones, it's a 3D printing, it's a whole bunch of interesting things that I can't even do. But I believe that, you know, with drones, for example, you know, mapping. You know, it doesn't need a human being to walk around and physically do it.
It's time-consuming.
Yes. Mm. It, you know, and we need to empower our youth to be able to understand these things. And one of the biggest problems was when we put up this thing in Hendrina, there was no fiber.
Mm.
There's, you know, and then we add load shedding that then exacerbates the issue. And you look at it and you just want to empower, but empower comes from grassroots. It's our right to... what I believe, our right to electricity.
Yes.
And if we can solve the electricity problem, I think we will also see a very different Africa. And that's
profound.
That is,
yeah. I mean, the problem with something like Gwedi and, you know, just having it in his hands is obviously not working well for the most of us. I'll say diplomatically, being April Fool's Day. But, you know, if we could unleash the healthy beast that's in coal, I mean, how do you get the buy-in in South Africa? Because there are two camps, aren't there? There's a let's get rid of this. We've got to expedite the ending of it. But actually, as you're saying, we need it now. There's still so many communities who are reliant on coal. So it's moving people into the journey or onto the journey together, right?
Yes.
The buy-in, how hard is that?
So I believe it's a just transition. Mm-hmm. So I think to ignore the role of coal is a bit irresponsible, and we can't lie to the people and say we don't need coal.
Mm.
You know, the reality is South Africa, as we sit here, needs coal, and we need it to fire up our power stations. But at the same time, we need to look at the new commodities. So I believe the banks need to also take a stance where they look at it and say, okay, what can we invest in? What can we, you know, what do we need as a country versus just the don't want to say it, but Western narrative that says, let us get away from coal, because they built their communities on coal.
Mm.
You know, we look at the UK, we look at America, we look at all these first world countries. They went through the Industrial Revolution, and that was predominantly on fossil fuel energy.
Mm.
And if we want to really build our continent, build our country, let us not ignore the cheapest form of energy.
Well, they're a little more open to it after the war with Ukraine, right? I mean, they're a bit like, okay, well, maybe we could dip our fingers back in the coal reserves.
Funny story, that was when we did our first vessel. So when the Ukraine and Russia war happened, that's what brought so much demand into Europe. So we then, at that time, when the pipeline was bombed, et cetera, we then were asked to do a vessel into a German commodity company.
Mm.
And it's interesting that if they need it, they will use it.
Yeah.
So if it's our resource, why not? Why don't we use it? Why don't we take the time to actually just look at what we have and play with our cards properly? Mm.
But obviously a future without it is what we would like.
Yes, definitely.
So how hard is it now to to get there?
So I think it's, like I'm saying, the just transition. It's it's taking, you know, steps that will allow us to do that. Coal is going to be needed to build the renewable infrastructure. You know, it takes about 70 years to make it carbon neutral. You know, just any renewable plant or solar plant. So the reality is that we need both commodities to work in tandem to a point where then we have solar, we have hydro, we have all the infrastructure around us.
And then we can do what we want.
And we do what we want. But I think to do that overnight is unfair to the people, because I don't think they, you know, us as people, we realize what that impact will do. If we turn off coal today, we sit in a black hole.
And tell us about the youth. I mean, you've got, you spend, I know, a fair amount of time, and your message is aimed at bringing the youth on board. We know that we've got the highest youth unemployment in the world. I mean, that, if you can get them excited in this sort of industry, we're off. I mean, it's a bit like this and science, right? How do you get them excited? What do you tell them?
Well, so we have a very young team, and it's been a difficult journey, as you can imagine. You know, there's been times where, you know, salaries are tough, life is tough, and everything happens. But I just want people to not be scared to try, especially with the youth. And, you know, there is opportunities everywhere. Stop waiting for somebody to either give you a job, you know, try something. And that was what we did. I mean, me and my friend Daniel, we literally just said, look, we know nothing about this, but let's go and educate ourselves. Let us go try and make a difference in our community. And it gets difficult, but I mean, just hold on to that vision, and, you know, walk the road. And that's what I would say, is that we just need to keep trying.
Okay, we've got a caller. Is it Coffee from Pretoria who
Yes.
Yes,
hi Jane.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You're really, I was just saying to your producer that although it's April's Fool's Day, this is a serious topic, and it's not. So I forget. I didn't get all these addresses. I would love to get a contact and so forth. But the reason I'm calling is just to praise him.
Okay. Well, he's listening to you, so you can address him. Yeah. Yourself,
sure, sure. I wanted to praise you for doing excellent work. In fact, this has been the past, the present, and it's still going to be the future of Africa, by and large. South Africa is one of the leading ones, but just that most of our resources, we don't own them. Somebody else outside does own them. And I'm sure he may have heard about something called the resource nationalism.
Yes, sir.
Which is basically the idea that the resources of each country must serve them first to help to develop them. And it's growing across the African continent. In Mali, Burkina Faso, Niger, Senegal, these are the reasons why there are coups in these countries. And the media doesn't give us the backdrop of the reason why those places are in trouble, because they're now claiming their sort of resource sovereignties to say, we need to use these resources to develop our nations. And the youth and the young people are at the heart of this, because they're not getting enough of the sort of the trickle down of these economy. I coined this one called the periodic table of element economy. I know it's a long one, but yes, the periodic table of element economy. This is what Africa is going to be for the next future, there's no doubt, and coal is at the heart of it. And the just transition sort of mantra has been hijacked by many people in a way that it's really not. They're taking it to the disadvantage of Africans. But I think your guess is right. We need to reclaim that portion and make sure that if we were to make a just transition, it's beneficial to South Africa in a way that clean energies are possible. China is already demonstrating that. And there's so much to say about it. I wanted to thank you for bringing him on board and then having this conversation on April's Fool's Day.
Coffee, thank you for that lovely message.
Thank you so much, sir. And again, yes, like you're saying, it's the reality is that we need to use our commodities, use our resources to develop ourselves first. I think Africa at some point needs to put itself first And we need to develop our people, develop our resources, develop the opportunities we have in order to change what we see every day. You know, it's easy to complain about it, but if we put our hands together, we can actually change what we see around us.
There's another message for you. Incredibly interesting and misunderstood topic is commodity trading. If you could please put me in contact with you, as I work for a commodity trading house and producer based out of Dubai and would love to have a chat. If somebody does want to get in touch with you and find out more about ENT Minerals, what should they do?
So our website is www.etminerals.com. You can also just send an email out to info@etminerals.com. Unfortunately, I'm one of those nomads that don't necessarily have social media, but we do have a social media page.
Well, it's on you. Increasingly warm into that idea.
Yeah, I know. Trying, you know, it's a bit nerve wracking, but we do have an ENT page on LinkedIn. So ET Minerals, you can find us on LinkedIn, and you can find us also on Instagram, I think it is.
Manuel, yes. So wonderful talking to you. Thank you for sharing your story and well done. And you're one of those people that make you feel proud to be South Africans. And I wish you all the success.
Thank you so much.